Hey Jack, it's Lyndon here from Michigan again. I was just re-listening to some earlier episodes and remembered hearing Jeb speak about charts and approach plates in the cockpit. He had mentioned, and you guys were talking about, there should be a way to electronically take them all with you. And of course, I'm sure you know of and have seen all the commercially advertised electronic charts from Jepson and eFlight Chart, I think it is. But there is a cheaper way to get access to the free approach plates and charts from online. And I thought I would just let you and the gang know what I did. I jumped on eBay a while back and picked up a pre-owned tablet PC, specifically the Fujitsu ST4110, that's Sierra Tango 4110. It's a touchscreen, has full-blown Windows XP tablet edition. And now all I have to do is every approach plate update cycle, download all the approach plates, drop them onto my hard drive, and during my flight planning, I drag and drop icons to my desktop for all the locations that I'll be visiting on that particular trip. Along the way, I can double-click with my touch pen on the tablet, and bam, all my approach plates for the current location or the current airport are at my fingertips. I still use the conventional paper low altitude and route charts and sectionals because I do not like those to be limited to the 10-inch screen. I have friends that use them on the tablet, downloaded from SkyVector and places like that. They're completely paperless, but I still like to unfold the sectional and have it in front of me. Be sure that when shopping around to get a screen size that you can see when displaying your PDF files and approach plates. There's a lot of 8-inch and smaller tablets out there, but they were too small for even my 20/20 vision to pick off MDA altitudes and frequencies. The 10-inch screen and on up from there were all pretty nice solutions. Then I settled on the ST4110, mainly because of its form factor and great digitizer screen. I did go through 11 units before finding which one worked best. There's very many makes and models available pre-owned. Someone should be able to pick up a tablet that can view PDFs for $66 on up to $250. Then again, if money is no object, of course there's the eFly book reader, Sony's version of the eBook reader that displays PDFs, and Amazon.com's Kindle reader. These types of hardware are all $500 on up to $800 though, and I did it for $200. A little bit more, a little bit less. Plus, with a tablet XP edition, I can watch movies, surf the internet with a Sprint data card. I've made PDF checklists for all of my pre-flight, walk-around, in-route, descent, departure, and after-flight checklists, so they're all at my fingertips. I can take notes on the tablet with digital pen, save them, refer back to them, update them, plus tons more. So if you want a great solution, check out a tablet PC with tablet XP installed. Hey guys, keep up the great work. I hope I can send some more ideas and contribute in the future. I love what you guys do for general aviation. I love the new forums, and many continued thanks to Jack, Dave, and Jeb for an absolutely great HangarCast. See you guys later.